Hey, my love, welcome to Her Success Podcast. My name is Susie, aka Miss Princess Susie, and every week I'll be taking you on a journey to help align you with your future, mental, financial, and spiritual goals. We're on a one-way journey to success, happiness, peace, and love, baby. I want you guys to get to know me and grow harmoniously on our journey to success. We'll talk money, content creating, friendships, and many more. I'm your best in your pocket, talking to you anytime and anywhere. Mwah. So let's get into it. Welcome back again, my beautiful people, to another episode of Her Success. It's your favorite host, Susie Supreme, with all things superior and successful. So today, let's talk about self-reflection. Am I the drama? I don't think I'm the drama. Listen, there's no problem in being in drama once in a while in this chaotic world. But sometimes when you continuously find yourself in toxic situations or in the wrong surroundings, you need to question yourself that maybe what you're doing might be putting you in these situations. Entering this new year, I want to tap into a greater me. And the ending of last year, I was made aware of certain characteristics I have that I need to change. I can't lie. You know, it's so easy to victimize yourself and point the finger rather than take accountability. But this year, we are taking accountability, okay? And it's good to take accountability because you're able to move forward, and moving forward is always a step that we want to take. We don't want to go backwards. We don't want to just stay in stagnation. We need to move forward. In order to move forward, we need to self-reflect. So why is self-reflection important? Self-reflection is important because it helps you understand more about yourself and your behaviors. You know, the behaviors you might not just be aware of, and you're used to acting in this certain way, and sometimes we only realize our behaviors when people call it out. When you reflect on yourself, you become more self-aware. You learn what makes you happy. You learn how to control yourself in difficult situations where someone tries to take you out of your character. For whoever angers you has the power to control you. They have the power to take you out of your emotions, and you know, anger is one of those emotions that sometimes when it gets to that point, you're not able to control it, or people claim they just see black. I can't deal with people like that. Oh, I just see black when I'm angry. Let's just be the way we are. What's the word? Acquaintance. Okay, because no, I can't deal with that. You need to be able to control your anger, because if you're able to control your anger, you know, nobody's able to control you. So, you know, we're always changing and improving. So self-reflection helps us become a better version of ourselves. It improves our decision making and problem solving skills. And it also enhances us to take on new exciting strategies. So, you know, do you self-reflect? I think it's very important to self-reflect. For me personally, it's just because I'm always evolving. I get very bored of myself, guys. I don't know if you've always noticed, I'm always changing my hair. I'm always even changing my outfit style. Like, I get very bored. And, you know, I think I mentioned the last episode, we're like iPhones, right? So we constantly need a software update. And what happens when you don't, you know, consistently update your iPhone? It starts to move slow. It's not really efficient. And I feel like that's the same with us humans, you know? We need to constantly evolve with the world. The world that we're in is constantly developing, is currently evolving, is constantly changing. So we need to keep up with it. And in order to keep up with it, we need to reflect on ourselves to improve our quality of life, you know, the way we think, the way we interact with people, and the way we behave. But I think self-reflection allows you, you know, to become your best self. And being your best self and on top of your game happens when you dig into your past and you know how to engage with your future. So digging into your past helps you know how to engage with your future and helps you to live in the moment and enjoy the now. A lot of us sometimes we're so focused on the future, which is a good thing, but we forget to live in the present. And because, you know, we're in the moment, time doesn't seem to tick as much until you're looking back on something and it's like, oh my gosh, time has flown so quickly. And And I blame society, you know, because it's like they have us on a hamster wheel, and it's like what is right in front of us is the lifestyle that we want, but we're on this hamster wheel trying to get there quicker, that we're not really enjoying the people around us. We're not enjoying our youth. We're just always trying to live up to something, and that will come, you know. Back in the day, I feel like our parents and our parents' parents, they didn't really have to worry about any of that. They knew that they needed to work hard and, you know, create something for their family, but they didn't really need to worry about the next person so much, because they didn't have, you know, a device where they're seeing everything and people show these lifestyles that they may or may not have. But yeah, you're able to reflect and work on yourself, and your future will be better. Because if you know yourself, no one can tell you about you. If you know yourself, you walk in your light and you walk in your power, and you've done the inner work, you've done the nitty gritty that no one really wants to do. And I think, you know, to become a successful person, you really need to sit down with yourself and understand yourself. And that sometimes comes with being lonely, and that sometimes comes with, you know, self-isolation. And a lot of people sometimes don't want to do that. A lot of people like to be around people. A lot of people are comfortable seeking that validation from other people, you know, people being probably yes men around them and telling them certain things about themselves, and they're not really hearing the truth, but that's gassing them. But that's only going to be good till a certain point of in your life, when you're just thinking, oh my gosh, I've been living for people, and am I really happy with myself? Am I really doing something that I enjoy doing, or that I love? Or am I doing something because it looks good in the other eyes of people, and now I'm having a midlife crisis because I don't know who I am? Like, no. Guys, don't live for other people, and don't do things that, you know, may be deemed cool in the eyes of other people, because things are only trendy, and, you know, trends die out. And like, these people, if they are not paying your bills or they're not contributing positively in your life, you shouldn't really care. And I was having a conversation with my friend today, actually, and it was like, you know, these people could potentially pay my bills, you know, especially because of, you know, just that social media scene and stuff. And people think they need to have this certain amount of likes and stuff. No. Well, no. I feel, you know, influenced in or content creating or social media or just being, you know, whatever on social media has only come about in the last, maybe I'll say in the last 10 years, maybe influencing has been a thing. But before influencing, people had jobs, okay? Real life jobs that you don't just make yourself present on social media. And I think, you know, I'm not dissing people in the influencing thing, because, you know, I am a part of them. I just don't like the word influencer, because right now, you know, in my mind, although I do this podcast thing, I don't really think I'm influencing anything as of yet. But I don't know, I just don't really like the term. So I like to be called a content creator, because I do create content. But yeah, I'm not, no diss to them, because, you know, I would be seen as their batch of people, but I think there's more longevity in the jobs that are not on social media. You know, what if social media was to crash today? Very, very, what's the word I'm looking for? Very not likely, I feel, because they're really trying to put everyone on their phones and stuff like that. But, you know, a lot of the jobs that are not on social media are still making money. And I think sometimes they use social media as a way to push their business, because there's a lot of people on there. But you, those professions that you go to uni for, it's not for university. I'm sorry, it's not for social media. Like, those professions that you actually go to university, study 3 to 4 years for, and you build that generational wealth, or that generational come from that generational, that's the word I'm looking for, you'd build that generational wealth or that generational income with that sustainable job. But it doesn't always have to be a social media thing. But I feel like a lot of people feel the pressure to be on social media. But I think that, you know, it's good to even go university if you want to do your social media, have your social media as one of your, you know, backups, I suppose. But some people want to take their influencing or just content creating and make that the main, and anything else the secondary. But I think if you're smart, education, one thing about education, it's never going to die. You know, it's been around from time, you know. Learning is the most important thing, and I think education is the best thing to have. And you know, and if not education, then you better be creative, you better be innovative, you better be someone that's going to add change to this world. Because if you're not, you're going to fall into that category of not really knowing what you want to do in life. So if you're not going to go to school to find a good profession, then God pray that you are creative or can bring some kind of change to this world, or something that can, you know, bring change to people's lives so that you can be successful and generate income, like a good income. Well, that's just how I feel. But yeah, I just feel like, you know, self-reflection is important, because when you know yourself, no one can tell you about yourself, because you know you're good, you're great, and you're not so good and great. I always have to self-reflect, because sometimes I like to live in the delusion that I'm perfect. I actually do. But, you know, I'm really not perfect. No one is. And I've been in situations multiple times to have, you know, a wake-up call and just think, oh my gosh, you know what? Like, I'm actually not a perfect person. And sometimes, you know, from the situations I've been in, it's like, okay, I'm not that perfect. So what did I do to probably put myself in the situation? Or, you know, I just sit down with myself and think, maybe I am the drama. And a lot of the things that's happened in my life, I have allowed, you know, like I said, we always want to point the finger and be like, oh, this person did this to me. But, you know, we all have a part to play in every situation that we find ourselves in. But while reflecting, I realized there's certain qualities that I possess that aren't desirable. Desirable in finding, maybe in friendships, as a daughter, a future wife. And it just needs to change. And change isn't always bad. I think change is good. Change brings forth new seasons, new adventure, and a new chapter. You know, you are in control of your life, and God will help navigate you. So think of change as a new opportunity. The way you think of things will determine how you feel and live, because your mindset and your thoughts determine how you will live, okay? Your thoughts become your actions. So look for the good in things in your life. Look for the good things. And God is, you know, set to navigate you, and you're just going to be driving to your destination. We just have to have faith. But God will be there for you every step of the way. I think we humans, we worry too much. We're just thinking, oh, what if? How will I? We, you know, we have all these questions. And rightfully so, because we just got here. Like, we were just put on this earth, and it's like, do this. But it's like, okay, but how? But if we just have that faith in ourselves and get into this car of life, God will honestly be our sat nav and direct us every step of the way. We just need to have faith. Faith shows the reality of what we hope for it is evidence of things that we can't see. But we know that we have a future and hope, because in Jeremiah 29:11, it says, for the plans God has for us is not for disaster, and it is for good, to give us future and hope. Okay, future and hope. So, you know, let's be hopeful. But when it feels like things aren't getting better, just know that there is hope. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. If you are walking through a dark tunnel, are you going to just stay there and give up? Uh-uh. You will continue to walk till you, that light that you see at the end, you will continue to walk till you get there. You know what I mean? So don't just stay in a bad situation. You have to go through it. Go through it to see that light. Why am I shouting? I don't know. I'm just so passionate about this right now. Okay. But yeah, you need to keep walking, and you know, you will see that light, you will enter that light. How bad do you want it? It's down to you. It's really up to you. Your future is in your own hands. For me personally, I think my first ever kind of self-reflection journey happened when I had just graduated from uni, and it's just like, okay, who am I? What do I want to do? It's just like, you know, after spending time in education and being told what to do, and now, like, okay, you've done what you needed to do, you're just thinking, okay, what's next? So that was the first ever time I had to self-reflect just to kind of know, who am I? Like, what do I like? Like, what do you know? So that was the first ever time that I self-reflected and just kind of looked around the things in my life. Am I happy with it? What do I really want in this life? And how am I going to get there? So a big one for me in wanting to reevaluate myself as well was just knowing that one day I will be a wife, I will be a mother, and I realize I'm actually a self-centered person. Like, I have love for others and I love people, but my main priority has always been myself. And, you know, I had to kind of look into that and think, oh my God, why am I like this? And I'm not going to lie, like, I have my reasons to why I am the way that I am. Don't we all, do you know what I mean? But I noticed that, oh my gosh, I'm actually a self-centered person. And, you know, like I said, I love others, but my main priority has been myself. And I would be just so quick to cut people off for my mental health or walk away from situations that I felt that didn't serve me, which is good. But I mean, I never stay in a, like, don't ever stay in a situation where you're not happy, like, at the end of the day. But, you know, it just was a sense of self-centeredness, and I carry that into my relationships, just kind of like, you know, don't trust nobody type thing, you know, that I'm the only one who have my back, da, 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 da. Like, it happens sometimes, you know, when you've been hurt in life and when people have moved different with you, you just think to yourself, oh my gosh, all I really have is myself. So, like, I'm only going to care about myself. So if someone treats me the way that I don't like, you have to go. Like, you're not treating me how I want. But, yeah, so I carried on this kind of selfish act. And I thought to myself, like, I can't just change these qualities when maybe I feel like, oh, yeah, I'm married, so now I need to stop being selfish and stuff. It needs to start now, because if I start it when I'm married, it's like, it'll be harder to change. If when you're used to doing something, it's going to be harder to change. And two, what if I need to change these qualities in order to be a wife and a mother? You know, we all have red flags, and sometimes there's things in yourself that you actually need to sit down and think, oh my God, this quality is not good. And if I want to continue to have loving people around me, I need to change this quality about myself. And, you know, red flags are a result of our trauma and things we have experienced, but we can't let our past trauma affect our future, you know? So how can we self-reflect? So if you guys have been listening to me for quite a while, you know what I'm going to say. Drum roll, please. Journaling. Journaling is the best way to reflect on yourself. You put down on paper how you feel, your thoughts and your emotions, whatever it is. And in time, you can go back and reflect on what you've written. I don't know about you guys, but if an incident ever happened in school, they would make you write it down exactly how it happened in detail. And I also know, like, with police officers, like, if you want to make a statement, they want you to put that stuff down in writing, because writing holds weight. But yeah, writing just solidifies what's going on in your head or whatever has taken place in your life, you know? Aside from talking, writing is the best way to express yourself, and writing can always be revisited over and over again. But unlike spoken words, if you don't record it, it's gone and forgotten, or it's remembered, but it's not remembered in exact details. So, you know me, I love to write things down. If it's in my head, I love my little note app on my phone. I'm going there to jot things down. It's just so handy, especially me, because I tend to forget things. If I just feel like I have just so much stuff in my head, so I like to write things down. For me, journaling is also so therapeutic. I feel so relieved once I have put it down on paper and it's out of my head. And, you know, when journaling on self-reflection, sometimes I go on Pinterest and look for journal prompts, which help a lot. So, you know, if you are new to journaling, you don't know how to start, you're just thinking, oh my gosh, should I start off with Dear Diary? Go on Pinterest, journal prompts help, and it would be a good way to get you to question yourself or even to know what to write about. So it will just be like, oh, today I feel like, or what do I feel like? It just gives you different ways to answer questions, and that way it could give you more to write about, or it gives you the gist of what you should be putting down on your journal if you haven't journaled before. But my personal advice is just write what's going on in your mind, how you feel, what you plan to do. Your journal is basically your friend you call on the phone to gist. Only this one is personal for you, and you know, just write in that damn journal, guys. Like, I don't know how many times I need to say it. Like, goddamn. But yeah, I just write down how I'm feeling, why I feel the way I feel, what went on in my day, what do I think is behind the emotion I'm feeling, what do I hope for, how do I think I can get there, what are the steps I could think to do better, or how do I be better. Like, I just get to know myself, because it's important to know this body that I'm living with for the rest of my life. So I need to understand it. So it's good to get to know yourself. You know, take yourself on a little date. I also do that. Sometimes I take myself out on a date. Just get to know me a little bit more, you know. We may not feel it, but when you start and you continue with journaling, it just feels natural, and you notice changes in how you think. And for me, like, that's just one thing I'll always vouch to people: put it down on paper, because you're always able to revisit it and just reminisce and learn. It's the best thing for me personally. Another way to self-reflect is speaking to a friend or a family member. On my self-reflection journey, being called out by my family members and friends made me realize that if multiple people are saying things about my character, they're not being haters. They might be spitting. Like, you might have ate that one little thing. But I can't lie, it's been a hard pill to swallow. But sometimes the truth is bitter, but you have to take it like a champ and learn how to move forward graciously. Because when people who love you, when they call you out, you know they're being real. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'd rather hear from my family, even if I don't like how my mom said it or I don't like how my friend said it. I would be listening low-key, and I'm just thinking, okay, like, this person is, they're speaking from a place of love. They're not just speaking to speak. So listen to the people around you, and even ask them, like, you know, what are the characteristics you see in me? What do you tell me what you see when you look at me, okay? But they will be honest with you. I don't like to ask people who don't know me that long. Like, they're going to just be licking ass. They're going to be yes men. Or they just maybe don't see the qualities that you possess. Because someone who's known you for a longer time will know more about you than someone who's known you for the little amount of time. You know, they've seen you at angry side. They've seen you at more emotions. Go through more emotions. So they know how you can react in certain, you know, situations or whatever. But yeah, ask your friend or family member, you know, they'll be able to be truthful with you. And ask yourself questions and have a conversation with yourself. Everyone tries to stigmatize talking to yourself, but I believe talking to yourself is actually healthy and a great way of improving your speech and communication. Like, this way you also get to know a lot more about yourself and the way you reason. If you can't have a conversation with yourself or get to know yourself better, then how do you expect others to do the same with you? Like, I'll be having interviews with myself. I'll be getting to know myself. Like, I love talking to myself, and, you know, it's seen as something that's crazy. But I don't know, a lot of us humans do it. And I think the reason why we wouldn't admit to do it is because, oh, that's the first sign of madness. But okay. Okay, whatever. But no, I just really like to talk to myself, especially out loud, because when I say something in my head, it's not even how I would have to pronounce it out loud as well, but it just really helps with my speech and feeling more comfortable speaking, honestly. But another way to self-reflect is review what you are grateful for in life. So always, like, journaling, I always say, you know, maybe write in your journal, if you do have a journal, things that you are grateful for. Gratitude is important because we tend to forget how blessed and fortunate we are. So make a list of things in your life that you are grateful for. You know, is that your house, your family, your friends, whatever in life that you have that you're grateful for. If you make this list, you will see that you are blessed and you just want more, like a greedy goose. Like, look at you. You have all these blessings, but of course you want more. You know, we're humans. We always want something, we get it, and it's like, next, what's next? But, you know, it's human nature. We're always striving for more. But in order to acquire more, you have to be happy for what you already have. Because if you aren't, you might just lose those things on that list. Gratitude goes a long way. And once God sees that you're grateful, he will surely multiply. So imagine you give yourself a gift. You know, no, not even yourself. Imagine you give somebody else a gift and they don't say thank you. They didn't seem happy about it. Would you want to give them a gift again? No, I don't think you would. So be grateful for what you have in your life, you know, because there's some people who would kill to have the life that you have. You know, the last one in self-reflecting is set your goals and stand on business. If you want something, you can't sit on your ass and expect it to come to you. You have to work for it. Like, how bad do you want it? Goal setting is so important because it allows you to create a vision of how you like your life to be, and it helps you work towards it. I think it's important to have goals for every day, week, month, a year. It just keeps you focused. It just keeps you working towards something. Now that it is the new year, I have set some goals I want to achieve, and every day I'm going to work towards them. Like, every single day that I have the chance, I'm going to work towards them. And another thing I want to say, guys, and being consistent. Consistency doesn't mean putting in 100% all the time. You know, consistency can be 10% one day, 70% one day, 50% one day. But you're putting in something. So don't stress yourself and thinking, oh my God, I have to give 100% every day. That would be great. But sometimes I feel like it can be draining doing 100% every day. And if you're not someone who's used to being, if you're not someone who's used to doing 100% every day, it'll be hard to keep up with it. But just doing something every day that works towards your future or your goal, like, you will see results because you're keeping that consistency. So what are your goals? Write it down so it's set in stone, and things you do every day should contribute towards that goal. And if you're doing something that is not working towards your goal, it is irrelevant and you are wasting your time, and your time is precious. Okay. Guys, sometimes I just switch in my voice and my accent. Don't mind me. But it's your match to play, and you are the only one stopping yourself from scoring. And once you set your goals, don't just leave it. Success loves speed. Stand on business. And if you want something, you have to work on it. I learned a long time ago that nothing good comes easy. You will want to quit so many times, but you know, you have to sacrifice for some things, and especially if things are important for you. And that could be missing out on outings, getting less sleep, whatever it is. If it is worth it, you know, you have to sacrifice things for your goals. And sometimes it's okay to miss out. I noticed with parties and things that people do, you're never actually missing out. If you were to go missing for a bit or just go MIA and come back, you see people are still doing the same thing. So you never really miss out on anything. So take that time out to work on yourself and work on your goals. So I want to briefly talk about Maslow's hierarchy of needs. If you studied psychology, I'm sure you've heard about this. But it arranges the human needs in a pyramid type form, like a pyramid scheme form, placing physiological needs such as water, shelter, clothes, and sleep as the most basic and important needs. So that goes at the bottom of the list. So that these are the main things that we need as humans. So it has water, shelter, family, safety, and security, and a good job and a good health. So that's our most basic needs. And then followed by that, on top of that, is love and belonging. This is where friends and family would be placed, giving closeness and intimacy. Above that is belonging and self-esteem. Self-esteem is our confidence and how we feel about ourselves and our relationships as a result of this. And then finally, at the top of the list, we have self-accusation. And basically what this is the realization of your potential, and finding who you are in society and working towards that personal growth of being a godlike version of yourself. So this is where, you know, you ask yourself, what's your purpose? So with this hierarchy of needs, it just shows what makes you kind of feel fulfilled as a human being. So obviously your basic needs, family, security, money, da da da, and then the top gong gong is knowing yourself and the place, the role you play in society. And I think that's so important because it just boosts your confidence. It makes you want to work towards your goal more. You just feel like, oh my gosh, I'm really good in life. Like, I know that life sometimes makes us feel upset and stuff, but is there times in life where you guys actually feel like, oh my God, I'm actually happy, I'm actually content? And I guarantee you is because each one of these needs are being met in Maslow's hierarchy of needs. But tap into it, Google it, and look into that. But in order to be better, new, and improved you really have to want it for yourself. In order to be a better, new, and improved you really have to want it for yourself, because nobody else is going to do the work but you. So once this growth has been reasonably satisfied, you can reach the highest level of your human needs, which is self-actualization. A lot of people may sometimes see this as doing things for other people, but a lot of the time it is to make them feel good about themselves and stroke their own ego. But you have to do it in a healthy way that pleases you. If you need people to fuel your ego all the time, you may really not really like yourself the way you think you do. And if you put your faith in people and giving you validation, expect to be disappointed. I'm telling you now, expect to be disappointed, because you're giving people power over your life. So the characteristics of self-actualizers are: they accept themselves to be who they really are. They usually are private people. They have strong moral and ethics. They're upfront. They don't beat around the bush. They don't play with people, okay? They know what they want to say, and they know how they want to say it. But they still care about others, not just themselves. Like I feel like with self-actualizers, they're seen to be like people who would be self-centered, but they've done the inner work. They know themselves, and you can't tell them about themselves, but they still have that love for other people. So how can we get to the top of this triangle? Working on yourself and doing the inner work. We never want to do the hard stuff, but you have to do the hard stuff in order to prevail and see the good stuff. So improving yourself won't be an easy journey, but at the end of the day, the results will make it worth your while. So I rambled on here enough. I hope you guys took some insightful information that you can use to implement into your own life. And I pray this year you can break boundaries and become a better version of yourself. Well, a better version than your last year's self. So do the inner work, self-reflect, and move forward. Do your software update for yourself, because you know you are just the latest iPhone. But get into your bag and tune into next week's episode, and I'm just gonna leave you guys to it. Mwah. Thank you so much for listening to Her Success Podcast. If you love this episode, make sure to share with your like-minded friends and leave a review and let me know how this podcast helped. If you want to be up to date with episodes and surrounded with women like myself, then head over to Her Success Podcast on Instagram. There isn't only one star in the sky. Have a blessed day, my loves, and until the next episode. Mwah.